The time is now 9:07. Lord Lipsey has called for disabled children to have the same opportunities to learn a musical instrument as able-bodied children. The peer, whose wife lost her hand, initiated a debate on the subject in the House of Lords yesterday. He wants the government to help find funding for teachers and adapted instruments. I spoke to him yesterday and to the one-handed concert pianist Nicholas McCarthy, whose music you'll hear. Lord Lipsey told me what he thought needed to change.
Quite simply, the needs of physically handicapped people in music are completely ignored by the education system. There's plenty of music used to help people with learning difficulties because they respond very strongly to music. But if you've got a physical disability, as far as I can tell, there is absolutely nothing done for you.
You're nodding as you hear that, Nicholas McCarthy. Now, you are missing an arm and yet you play the piano.
That's right, yeah. So I was born without my right hand and I've managed to make my career as a full-time concert pianist. And with me, obviously, there's a lot of repertoire for left hand alone, which I didn't even know existed. So in that sense, I haven't had to adapt the instrument. Obviously, it's written for left hand alone and I have my left hand. So it's a match made in heaven in that sense. But Lord Lipsey is 100% correct in what he's saying, is that obviously us classical artists at the moment are constantly going on about, you know, lack of music education in schools and music education in schools. And finally, I think we've been listened to in some sense, but very correctly what Lord Lipsey said was, you know, the whole demographic of disability, which is a huge umbrella, is completely forgotten.
And that's the, what is the, is it the presumption, Lord Lipsey, that if somebody has a physical handicap, then what, they're not going to be interested, we just can't cater for it, it's just not going to happen?
I think people just don't think about it. They've got a large agenda in the music hubs, they've had a shortage of money, and this has just sort of slipped between the cracks in the floor.
A lot of people say, look, schools are under a huge amount of pressure, they have priorities, this should not be one of them.
Well, I don't think there can be a higher priority than allowing everybody to have access to music. I mean, if a school suggested that they would not allow handicapped people to take part in sport, there'd be a national outcry. This is very much the same kind of thing. And the government's just provided another $80 million for music education. A tiny fraction of that would help us tackle this problem.
Nicholas McCarthy, in your case, did you find it difficult? I mean, you must have been driven, the fact that you are now a concert pianist, you must have been driven from presumably quite an early age. Did you find it quite hard to get people to take you seriously?
Well, I actually started quite late. I started at the age of 14, so I had a really normal childhood, if you like, a very unmusical childhood. I come from a very unmusical background. Both my parents are just, you know, working people with no music background at all. Luckily, I had the support of my parents, and it was them who worked very hard to make sure that I got the right music education, private music education. And then it was only later on where I did get a small scholarship to help me actually get an instrument. But obviously with that, there wasn't an adapted instrument. It was just I needed a piano and needed help with that.
And at the age of 14, what was it that made you realise, look, this is something I really want to pursue?
It was one of those pivotal moments, actually, that people often talk about, and I hear it a lot, and it did actually happen to me. I was watching a friend of mine playing a Beethoven piano sonata, and I just absolutely fell in love with what she was doing. And at that moment, quite naively probably, at the age of 14, I just decided, oh, I want to be a concert pianist. And, you know,
and she presumably had two hands.
She had two hands, yeah, fantastic pianist. She doesn't play anymore. But yeah, very, very accomplished pianist. And I didn't even know this repertoire called Left Hand Alone repertoire existed. So it wasn't until I managed to get into the Junior Guildhall School of Music and Drama that I was introduced to Left Hand Alone repertoire.
But whatever the disability is, for Nicholas, you don't need to modify a piano for him to play it. But presumably for some disabilities, you do need to modify, and some instruments, you need to modify them.
For most, you do. I mean, violins, we haven't cracked yet, though eventually there may be a digital solution. There is now a one-handed saxophone. I believe there's one French horn player who's got a modified instrument. There is a modified flute. And so the One-Handed Musical Instrument Trust is making progress in getting these instruments invented. But of course, if they're made as one-offs, they're terribly expensive. So
Indeed.
We need to spread the message so more of them are bought and they come down to a price which everybody can afford.
Realistically, a school, somebody listening to you now who thinks, look, I'd really like this, I can think of a child it would really benefit, what can they do?
Well, they go to their music hub, which are the larger organisations bringing together music education, and say, look, we've got this child, you've got to do something. And if enough people knock at their door, and at the same time there's a message coming from on high saying, look, we've ignored this, we government have ignored it, I want you to do something about it, I think we will see a swift response.
And do you think that there is, I mean, aside from every child having music, is there something also, I suppose just the very nature of being inclusive for children with physical disabilities who are perhaps so used to other areas of life, finding life difficult?
I think that is the main term, isn't it? Inclusive. I do a lot of school education workshops. I'm often in schools giving kind of talks and workshops and things. And more times out of 10, I've got a student or even one or two students in the class who are in the same situation as me. They've got, you know, a minor limb deformity or they've got something else. And, you know, most of the class are in recorder club and they're not, because there isn't anything available for them to do. They can't do anything in that respect physically, and I think this is why, you know, things like this really do need to change.
Played by Nicholas McCarthy, of course, just playing his left-handed music, Etude in A flat, and Ave Maria by Bach and Nocturne, Op. 9. So, was a